Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. Have you ever tried to lose weight by trying all of those fad diets, yet you never seem to gain long-term success? If so, this show is for you. In author Sora Vernikoff's book, Eat What You Want, Stop When You Want, a no-diet weight loss program, you'll learn how to and can be successful at keeping those pounds off. Sora joins us today to share her no-diet secrets. Sora, welcome to The Author Show.
Well, Linda, I'm glad to be here.
Sora, will you give us a quick overview of Eat What You Want, Stop What You Want, a no-diet weight loss program?
Definitely. Well, Eat What You Want, Stop When You Want, a no-diet weight loss program is really a workbook, Linda. It has three sections and teaches the reader how to use two simple eat and stop yourself techniques, as taught to hundreds of other unhappy dieters that I've seen in my private practice.
Did you write your book with any specific type of reader in mind?
Oh, absolutely, Linda. I wrote the book for unhappy dieters who have tried everything, meaning every diet around. And I don't want people to be at war with food anymore and their weight.
You mentioned that your book is in a workbook style. Why did you choose to do it that way?
Well, I was an educator for many years, and I like to present content that someone has to learn in a workbook fashion. And I actually wrote the book with one client in mind, who has since become my friend. And I felt that if she was comfortable with the book in a workbook format, then my target audience, the unhappy dieter, would be as well.
What inspired you to create your no-diet weight loss program?
Well, over 20 years ago, Linda, I used to diet, take off the weight, and put it back on. And I taught these really tough kids, but yet I managed these tough kids, and I couldn't manage food. And one day I said, Hey, Sora, you know, why not take a look at food and why you can't eat and stop? So I stopped dieting and started journaling all my eating experiences, and I was determined to find out why I couldn't lose weight and why I thought about food all day.
So what did you discover? I mean, what did you journal? Did you journal what you ate or what you were thinking when you were eating? Or give us some more information.
Well, that's a great question, Linda. I actually journaled both. I actually journaled what I ate and the thoughts that surrounded that eating experience prior to taking the food into my mouth, while I was eating and after I was eating. And it was very informative. What I basically discovered was that no amount of food was enough, and that was the surrounding issue, that as much food as I was eating, nothing was enough. And that was something that I needed to rectify, to always know that the food that I chose to have was enough and that there was no deprivation, like on a diet.
You mentioned that you were a teacher. You've taught elementary school in a challenging inner city environment. So how did that experience as a teacher equate to teaching adults weight loss management?
That's a great question, Linda. Actually, I teach no-diet weight loss management as a second language, and I also taught English as a second language. So really what I did is I created a glossary of words and structures, and I teach it as a second language. So I actually teach in the workbook. I teach eating and stopping as a second language, only this time it's a second behavioral language that lets you eat and stop when you use the two techniques.
What makes Eat What You Want, Stop When You Want stand out in a crowd?
Oh, my God, because it's a stander-outer, and because there is no other book on the shelves of Barnes & Noble that will teach you under 2 hours how to use two simple techniques, the green technique and the red technique, to take actual food and to know that you can eat and stop. There is no other program on the market similar to this.
Okay, you're just speaking a foreign language to me. What is this red and green technique?
Well, I'll share the green technique with you, Linda. The green technique means, what's your favorite food, Linda? If you could have one food a lot, what would you like?
A great big fat tenderloin steak.
All right, so Linda is sitting in front of the steak, and she's using Zora's weight loss management program. Before she can eat the steak, she has to look at that steak and ask herself two questions. She has to ask herself, how much is enough, and how much is too much? Then she has to set aside the amount that's too much, called her marker. Then she can eat, meaning you, Linda, you can eat the amount of steak that you decided was enough, but not your marker. By program definition, that means that you ate and stopped. And why did you eat and stop? Because you gave yourself enough. And how did you know you gave yourself enough? Because you saw the marker. Now, you might say to me, but Sora, what if I want the marker as well? What if I want more steak? And I'd say, sure, Linda, why not? You can have more steak from the marker, but you have to set aside a new marker. You always have to have a marker to know that you fed yourself enough, and that lets you know that you ate and stopped.
Interesting concept. Now, we all know that metabolism of a male is certainly different from that of a female. Will your program work equally well for both genders?
Well, I adore men. Why not? <You know? laughs> I'm a humanist. I feel as strongly about men not wanting to suffer with their intake as I do women. So it has to do with your mindset. It has to do with the fact that, as Chapter 2 in my book says, the reason that you're challenged by a weight problem is you simply think more about food a day, or on average, than a person without a weight problem. So the trick is to diminish or decrease the number of times a day or in general that you think about food. And by always feeding yourself enough and always seeing a marker, whether you're a man or a woman, you are going to lose your weight and feel healthier.
Is Eat What You Want similar to anything else we may have read?
Zero. Yay!
Okay, Sora, I love your book cover. It's so simple, and yet it says so much. Who designed that graphic?
Me.
Really? Well, congratulations.
I designed everything in that book, from every graphic, every structure, everything. It's my baby.
What has been your greatest success story from a weight loss client to date?
Well, actually, that's a great question, Linda. Actually, the best success story is the first gal who ever did my program over 20 years ago. I went to Atlanta to visit my sister, who lives in a cul-de-sac, and she went to her neighbor, who was having a New Year's Eve party, and she said, you know, my sister's in from New York. Can I invite her? She has no way to go New Year's. And her neighbor said, sure. And I get to her neighbor's house, and on the door it says, I refuse to diet this year. And I had just started figuring this out. So I took this woman into the back, you know, into the her kitchen, and I said, listen, you don't know me, and I don't know you, but I'm onto something, and if you listen to me, I'm telling you, you don't have to diet, and you can lose weight. Well, for 1 year, once a week, we spoke on the phone. She lost 30 pounds, and to this day, she's kept it off using my program.
Wow. So other than her, will you share some of the feedback you've received from users of your program?
I will do that. So I'm going to actually find that because it's all in my book. I have a whole chapter on feedback from happy clients. So let's see. Here's one from Steve. Dear Sora, I had to write to say thank you. I went to the doctor for the results of my physical on Thursday. My cholesterol is the lowest it has ever been, 131. My triglycerides were over 300 4 weeks ago, and now they are 132. I've lost 9 pounds, and my stomach is half of what it was. Pants are looser, and I feel great. My energy level for playing tennis is improving, and I ride my stationary bike at a faster speed. All I do is ask myself if I can stop. I take home half a meal when I dine out, which makes for a great meal the next night. I can't seem to finish a bag of popcorn anymore, which is amazing, and without feeling any deprivation. I've been able to cut back on my favorite pretzels, so thank you. I feel better both physically and emotionally.
That was a pretty cool comment. So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you want readers of your book to remember?
Thank you, Linda. I've been waiting for someone to ask me that question. And that is, until you have a way to decide how much is enough when you eat, nothing is enough, and losing your weight is going to become an impossible goal to achieve over a sustained period of time. So it's all about having the choice to know that you can feed yourself enough food and stop, and stop. And that's what I want to share. It's all about the choice to give yourself enough and stop, and that's what my program gives you. It gives you that choice.
Will you be writing a follow-up to Eat What You Want, Stop When You Want?
Are you the devil? Well, probably, but not tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going for a massage. No, seriously, I have already have other books in mind, but I need a little vacation. So I'm just going to take off like about a week and give myself permission to just chill. And then I'm always involved in another project. That's part of who I am.
Well, good for you for staying busy. So now will you share with us a short excerpt from your book?
I'd be delighted, Linda. So I'm going to share what I call my story. Hi, my name is Sora Vernikoff, and welcome to the land of self-stopping. Welcome to a program that will let you eat what you want, stop when you want, and become forever thin and healthy, all without having to diet. So before you learn why diets don't work and how to eat and stop yourself, I want to share my own weight loss story with you. So for me, it all started in kindergarten. My mom would always send me off to school in the morning with a bag filled with candy. I especially remember those pistachio nuts, and told me to have a good day. I also remember my breathing getting faster when my kindergarten teacher announced that it was snack time and passed around those wonderful chocolate chip cookies. Then back in college, I decided that I hated myself for having a stomach and for being less than perfect. Along with my less than perfect decision came my commitment to tuna and water, extreme self-starvation, and lots of binging behavior. Then about 10 years later, after a series of dieting failures where I'd lose the weight, felt great, and then would put it right back on, I decided that I didn't want to diet anymore. I mean, what was the point? I did everything that the diet told me to do, and yet I always regained the weight. Well, that was the day that I asked myself, what's wrong with me? It can't be the diet, not the last word in weight loss, or was it? Now, around this time, I also taught the toughest kids in East New York, Brooklyn. These were kids who walked, talked, and threw chairs. However, after a while, I learned to manage these kids really well. And what truly puzzled me was that if food didn't walk, talk, or throw chairs, why was it ruining my life and running my life? Now, I must admit that at the same time, I also had a roommate who served as a thin person role model. My roommate could have half a slice of rye bread and put the other half away, or could have a few bites of a chocolate chip cookie and then throw the rest out. Well, I decided that I wanted those same choices. Why should she be able to eat and stop herself, and I couldn't? So as a result of watching my classroom management techniques and my naturally thin roommate, I had an idea. That idea was, what would happen if I could vacuum out all the extra times a day that I thought about food? What else would I think about, and how would it change my life? I simply wanted to stop dieting, think less about food each day, and let my weight permanently go. Well, that was the day that I stopped dieting and began journaling all of my daily eating experiences. I was simply determined to find out why I struggled so desperately with my food thoughts and why I was so weight loss challenged. So as a result of not dieting and journaling all of my daily eating experiences, I reached my non-dieted 25-pound weight loss goal, which I'm proud to say that I've kept off for over 20 years. Now, at the same time that I reached my non-dieted weight loss goal, I also knew that I wanted to create a program that would help other fed-up dieters be able to do the very same thing. As a result, I was able to transfer my classroom management techniques to food management techniques, and Sora's Weight Loss Management Program was born.
Where can we learn more about you, about your work, and most of all, where can we purchase Eat What You Want, Stop When You Want, a no-diet weight loss program?
Well, yes, Linda, my book can be purchased on all major online retail stores. And if folks would like to find out more about my work and about the book, they can also go to nodieting.net. That's nodieting.net.
Sora, thank you for taking time to visit with us today. There are a lot of our listeners around the globe who are going to want to get a copy of your book and begin putting your methods into practice right away. It's been a real pleasure to learn more about your book, and I do hope that when you write another, you're going to want to come back and chat with us again.
Thank you, Linda. This was a pleasure. I completely enjoyed it. Have an awesome day.
A fantastic read. This book will give a whole new insight on food and how you eat. The workbook format and clear technique on managing your food with easy steps is wonderful. This approach works and it gives you the power to make it happen. Take control of your food and read this book. You will not regret it. Thank you, Sora Vernikoff, for your amazing technique. That was a great review for Sora's book, and I thank you for listening. Please visit theauthorshow.com to listen to other featured authors. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide, on demand, every day, 24/7. And for those who like audiobooks, please check out our audiobook store at theaudiobookmarket.com. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Please visit us again as we continue to bring you great books and really interesting authors on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.